you know, a few hundred of the followers that I had. It wasn't many, but it doesn't take many. All it takes is a few. And when you show up consistently every day, they start to see you every day. Repetition is the father of learning, right? They start to learn what you're doing, what you represent, what you stand for. And whenever a need or desire comes into their mind that has anything to do with what you keep showing up about, the first person they're likely to think of will be you.
Social agent secrets.
So the big question is this. With all the new technology like big data, AI, and automation disrupting the real estate industry, how are real estate agents and entrepreneurs like you and I supposed to survive, evolve, and thrive in the future of real estate sales? How do real estate entrepreneurs like us, who are spending money out of our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our expertise and services and things that we believe in out to our ideal clients? How do we use digital marketing to gain their trust and turn them into actual clients? Those are the questions, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Fee, and welcome to Social Agent Secrets. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Danny Fee here, Social Agent Secrets Podcast, and we're on part two today of why I decided to harness the power of social media in my real estate business. And if you guys think about it, guys and gals, if you guys think about it, you know, what I'm doing right now is harnessing the power of social media, and it's helping me add to my digital me, right? To the digital version of me, my omnipresence online. And I can't drill this in enough. You're going to look back 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now and say, man, I wish I was publishing sooner. Because when you start to get into the rhythm of doing it, and eventually you will, especially if you're a marketer, especially if you're in the real estate profession, you're either going to do this stuff or you're going to kind of flounder out. I am making that bold statement right now. This is going to be a norm in 5, 10, 20 years. If you do not have a YouTube channel, if you do not have a presence on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, Insta Stories, Pinterest, you will be expected to be everywhere. And the sooner you get used to doing it, and after you get in the habit of doing it, it's really not that hard. I know it can seem overwhelming, especially for people who just aren't really in their minds tech savvy. And I hate hearing that when people say that I'm just not tech savvy. Well, guess what? I didn't know how to use an iPhone before iPhones were created. I didn't know how to use iOS before iPhones were created. There was a time in my life when I was growing up where all I was familiar with was Windows and PC. Believe it or not. That is something I look back on and I pity myself and that version and that day. Oh man, that was like, it was close to hell as I think I could get, you know, dealing with all those viruses and the fact that I had to change over into a brand new computer pretty much every year. Yeah, it's probably my fault. I was using Napster and, Kazaa, all those other ones that were around back then, if you guys remember that. But back to my point, I went off on a tangent there. You know, I didn't know how to use the technology I'm using right now, you know, even a year ago. I wasn't even recording podcasts. I thought it was hard. Really, I'm making this on voice memos, and I'm going to upload it onto Anchor. That's what I'm using. I created the background music on GarageBand, which is really easy to do. And I did it all on my phone. Everything that I'm doing is on my phone. So I hate hearing that excuse that I'm just not tech savvy. You know what? If you want to be, you can be, right? In this day and age, we don't lack resources. The people who don't use them, they just lack resourcefulness. See, there's a difference there. Like if you have the desire, if you have the will, you're going to figure it out. Everything that I've learned how to do is on a YouTube education for the most part. I mean, I credit UNLV with teaching me certain business principles like supply and demand and economics class. Again, I could have YouTubed that. I could have looked it up. I could have figured that out. But sometimes having a curriculum and deadlines and stuff helps. So, you know, college education, it has its place. But a lot of the niche things that I've learned have been online. And guess what? This is another resource that's being created right now, this podcast, for you and everyone else to hopefully inform you enough to give you the belief for you to have the energy to take action and finally get results, which will in turn give you more belief. All right. All you've got to do is pick the tools up and start using them. And the only tool that I'm telling you, you have to pick up and use, or you should pick up and use, and it's really not that hard to do, is your iPhone. And if you have an Android, you can figure it out with that too. I mean, poor souls for those of you who use Android. I'm just joking. I love my Android friends. We have debates all the time. And you guys are actually, they're coming out with some pretty cool products that are kind of almost getting me to the point where I'm actually even considering, even thinking about maybe even buying one just to see what it's like. I don't know. But back to the reason why I decided to use social media as my main strategy for, you know, marketing in my real estate business. And we went through the last episode talking about, you know, how I was in nightlife and I was transitioning into real estate back in 2013, 2014. I didn't know what I was going to do to generate leads. Just a quick recap. I started using Snapchat because, you know, it seemed like it was the cool new social media thing. I like to be, you know, on top of what's happening. I love digital marketing. I love marketing. I used to have a mobile billboard company I mentioned. I really love, you know, providing value to businesses. And I really love the game of advertising and lead generation and customer acquisition. And, you know, doing it on a large scale is, you know, the way to go. Obviously, law of averages, the more people you expose to a certain message with calls to action, the more activity and likelihood of sales and customer acquisition you're going to have. So, you know, we applied those same principles that we were using with the mobile billboard company into digital marketing, because I know that everybody is looking on their phones, even when you're driving on the freeway. Okay, there's billboards everywhere to be seen, but you look to the left and you look to the right and the people that are driving next to you, and it's scary, but they're looking down at their phones while they're going 75 miles an hour on the freeway. So they're missing all of those billboard advertisements for the most part. I had to transition and get out of that. Where do I go? Onto the devices in a digital format. Create a digital you. Create your omnipresence. Create your digital agent, your attractive character. And start showing up consistently every single day. And what do you say? Well, that's what we're talking about on this podcast. That's what we're talking about when you put your email in at socialagentsecrets.com. How to apply all these different tactics will be taught on socialagentsecrets.com, agentfunnels.com. We're bringing out different informational products for people to apply. And it's going to be basically an ascension. You know, like we're starting off in kindergarten. And really, the first place we want to start off is, you know, breaking that fear of just getting on camera, pulling out your phone, pressing the record button and pressing post or publish or upload. Okay, this is elementary. We're going to ascend into, you know, middle school from there as far as digital marketing practices and tactics and lead generation for real estate. We're going to ascend into high school and then the collegiate level. And then, you know, finally, we're going to get our PhDs. And that's what the Social Agent Secrets is all about. There's going to be a multitude of products that are going to be from beginner to advanced. And, you know, the reason I feel like I can share this information or I have the authority to share this information is because it's worked for me in my real estate business. And basically, what I was doing back then was, like I said in the last episode, I was capturing the experience at the nightlife lounge that I was the general manager of. And I created the Instagram account. And whenever we were having a party or a special event, and these were nice catered special events, they were, you know, visually appealing to look at while you're there in person and when you're capturing on a camera. We're throwing a party. We have DJs. I'm behind the scenes in the DJ booth. We're doing video mixing. I'm showing people how to use mixers. We're in the back liquor cage room and following the girls out with sparklers as we present the bottles to the clients. And we're popping bottles of champagne and we're providing hookah service and blowing cool smoke with the hookahs and having, you know, everyone jump up and down and just having a great time. And all of a sudden, I started getting people in my sphere because I was posting it on my Facebook, my personal. I was posting it on the V-Bar business profile. I was posting it everywhere that I could for free. And what happened, there was people in my network who started seeing what I was doing on a consistent basis. And I started capturing their attention and I started gaining mind share. And you know, a few hundred of the followers that I had, it wasn't many, but it doesn't take many. All it takes is a few. And when you show up consistently every day, they start to see you every day. Repetition is the father of learning, right? They start to learn what you're doing, what you represent, what you stand for. And whenever a need or desire comes into their mind that has anything to do with what you keep showing up about, the first person they're likely to think of will be you. Okay? This strategy doesn't work overnight, but it's so powerful because you're branding, you're creating your personal brand, you're showing up every day, you're showing up consistently, which builds trust. And you will be the go-to for the people who are exposed to the content that you're publishing consistently. And that's what happened in the nightlife business. I started getting people calling me for reservations. I started people saying, hey, book me for this huge table for a party of 15 for Saturday. They're going to come in and drop $2,500 on a few bottles of liquor. And I wasn't actively reaching out to people, which is a strategy, by the way. It is a very powerful traditional strategy that's predictable. It works. You make a certain number of calls. Chances are you're going to get a certain numbers of yeses and you're going to get a certain number of no's and you're going to generate business. And that works. I just don't like doing it. And that's to my fault, right? I probably could be doing $1 million in commissions instead of $250,000 right now. If maybe I implemented that, but that's not me, right? And you got to go with what's you in real estate. You have to go with what you're comfortable. If you're listening to this and you're already crushing it, hitting the phones and or doing open houses or door knocking, I'm not telling you to stop doing that. All I'm saying is pull out your phone and maybe record yourself going live when you're doing those lead generation methods. And I guarantee you it will amplify your business. You're going to start getting people who are connected to you, seeing you doing that consistently. They're going to start calling you. You just use what you're already doing to amplify it and bring it to the next level. And so that's what I started doing. I said, wow, this is working in nightlife. And while I was transitioning into real estate, I didn't have a lot of time to make calls every day. I didn't have the time to go and door knock it. And on top of that, even if I did, I didn't feel like it was an efficient use of my time. I felt like I could reach more people, like hundreds of people or thousands of people. And if I paid ads, tens of thousands of people in whatever market I want because of the power of Facebook ads and YouTube ads and Google AdWords and targeting that they have now is just incredible. This is like the time to be taking advantage of this before the prices just skyrocket. You won't be able to advertise as cheaply as you can today on Facebook ever again. You might as well take advantage of it. Pennies on the dollar. The value is ridiculous. The amount of people that you can reach for the cost per 1,000 impressions is ridiculous. On top of that, these people are targeted with specific demographics, specific interests. And be careful. As a realtor, you have an obligation to make sure that you are not leaving out certain groups. Okay, you cannot target based on specific things. You guys check with your local board and broker on that. But for the most part, you definitely can. There's an option there to exclude or include certain language types. Don't do that. I don't think that's a good idea. If you get caught doing that, it's not going to look good for you. The main thing that I target when I'm targeting and just going off on a little bit of a tangent here again, just giving you guys a little bit of value when it comes to Facebook ads or YouTube AdWords, when I'm targeting, one of the main things that I'm targeting is age. There are age restricted communities in real estate, so there's nothing wrong with doing that. And people under the age of, 18 for the most part can't buy a home. or they're not in a position to, for the most part. And finances. Like, you can discriminate on people as much as you want when it comes to money and real estate. Like, if a person's not qualified, it's okay to discriminate on them based on money. But you cannot discriminate on people for anything else. I would just stay away from it. The thing that I'm usually targeting people on is stuff that has to do with their net income or their net worth or their age. That's pretty much it. It does get a little bit more detailed sometimes. Like, you can target people who own homes. That's okay, especially if you're going after sellers. But, you know, stay away from religion, race, politics, all that other stuff. You don't want to go down that path. You're not supposed to. So just be careful with that. So, all right, back to what I was talking about. So we're transitioning into real estate, and we're finding that this digital marketing strategy, this intimate way of presenting experiences or my story, whatever's happening in my life, I'm documenting my journey in nightlife. Now, how do I do that in real estate? And that's what this podcast is about. What did I start doing? Well, number one, I created, digital profiles, or created profiles for my real estate. So I have my personal profiles, and this is just preference. Some people will say yes to this. Some people will know this is what I did, and this is what worked for me. I created a real estate Instagram. I created a Facebook business page that was for my real estate business. Okay. I didn't do that for LinkedIn. I kept my personal profile for LinkedIn just the same, because it's like a business profile anyway. So I feel like I have the right to post business related stuff. Before on LinkedIn, it was nightlight stuff. Now it's pretty much everything about real estate and the Las Vegas community on my LinkedIn page. And that's okay, because that's my profession. And LinkedIn is a business social media platform, which, by the way, most people are sleeping on. Most real estate agents are absolutely sleeping on. We'll talk about that. You guys really, really need to start taking advantage and taking a closer look at LinkedIn. I mean, those are business professionals. You want to be going after those people for the most part, right? So you better be posting real estate related content. You better be showing up on your LinkedIn profile at least 3 or 4 times a week. I'd say 2 to 3 times a day if you can. And we're going to talk about the power of faces and your voice as well. It's not just about posting pictures of houses. It's not just about showing videos of houses. Don't be a secret agent in real life, and don't be a secret agent online. These people want to buy from you. They don't care about, they care about the house, but they really, when they're hiring a realtor, they want to know who the realtor is. So don't hide and mask yourself behind the beauty of all of the real estate that you're showing. They want to see you. They want to see your voice. I mean, they want to hear your voice. They want to see your face. The power of faces. I was looking at a YouTube video by Chris Smith. If you guys don't know who Chris Smith is, he's the author of The Conversion Code, and he is the owner or one of the co-founders for Curator, a very powerful marketing platform for real estate agents. And I like Chris Smith, even though Chris, if you ever listen to this episode, you know we've exchanged a few emails. He will not let me use his Curator platform. And I respect him for that, because from the beginning, he said only a certain number of real estate agents can use it in each market. And there's already somebody in my office using it, and they've had it for like 3 years. And it is such a good lead conversion and lead generation tool. So, Chris, you got to give me access to that one day. But by then, I'm already reverse engineering how he does it and trying to create my own through ClickFunnels. It's just probably not going to be anywhere as good, but it'll be effective, because it already is effective and it's working. But he's forced me to get out of my comfort zone and create and not copy, but emulate what they're doing and find success with it when it comes to lead generation. But one of the things that he said in a recent video, because I still follow him because he has a lot of valuable content specifically for real estate agents and realtors. I will leave a link to their profiles and their information in the show notes. But Chris Smith, he brought up on one of the YouTube videos I was watching, and we're talking about the power of faces here. He brought up a heat map. They were doing a study And they were showing people different advertisements. And they were doing a study on digital advertisements. And one of the things they were able to do when they were doing the study is track people's eyeball movements when they were looking at the screens of the ads they were being shown. And there was a heat signature created on each of the images. So it showed where the eyeballs were moving on that image the most. And there was a picture of somebody's face, like there was a human being in this ad. And there was some verbiage, some words, some copy, like, you know, that hook that you usually read that draws you in, that makes you want to learn more and probably leads you to reading the micro print underneath that hook or that title or that headline. And the heat signature was blowing up off the charts on the face of the human being in these ads, which proves that people, they navigate towards a person's face, right? People inherently, believe it or not, people like people. So the point that I'm making here is that you can't be a secret agent in your real estate business. When you're creating a digital you, when you're creating the attractive character, the digital agent, the digital version of you, the omnipresence of you online, we need you to show your face and talk into the camera. Or if you're doing a podcast, we want to hear your voice. Or if you are showing a home, we want to hear a voiceover of you talking. There's so much information that comes that's transferred when you're doing audio and video and even more in video. And so what I know is that there's a lot of agents who are using social media, but they're not really showing themselves or talking to the camera and giving people the opportunity to get to know them, which is the most powerful part of digital marketing and creating your attractive character and the digital version of you. So that's what we were doing. That's what I was doing in the nightlife example. But now how do I do that in the real estate example? Okay, how do I do that in my real estate business? Well, it's pretty simple. I'm just going to document my journey. I'm going to get on Snapchat and I'm going to get on Instagram and I'm just going to show people what I'm doing every single day and talk about it in the background or talk about it straight into the camera. And so what does that look like? And then why was I doing that? Well, because it worked already in nightlife for me and it worked in selling liquor bottles and hookah. Why won't it work selling houses? People love houses, right? And you know, I was scared at first when I was first trying Snapchat and I was first trying to, you know, get familiar and comfortable with doing video. And I remember every time I would do a snap, even though I had like two viewers and one of them was probably like my wife and the other one was like my brother. When I was, I would still get scared. Like it wasn't anybody else really watching it except for people who already saw me and knew me every day. But like I would get a shortness of breath. My heart would start beating. Like I would pull the camera out and I would be like, okay, I'm about to show these houses in the northwest part of Las Vegas and the price range is and I would get all nervous and kind of like shortness of breath so you could hear that in my voice and it was nerve-wracking. But I knew the power of publishing. I knew that it could be a powerful way of getting people to know, especially since I was a brand new agent, that I do real estate now. I sell homes and I know what the heck I'm doing. All right? You guys need to hire me as your realtor. Without saying that, but showing them that I do this every single day so they can trust what I'm doing every single day. So, you know, I created an Instagram. I created I kept my Snapchat. I did not create two Snapchats, but I created a new Instagram, a business profile Instagram, and I connected that to my Facebook business page, which you can do. So I had a personal Instagram, and then I had my personal Facebook profile. And whenever you post on Instagram a video or a regular image, you can automatically share it to your Facebook personal profile. But if I was using my business Instagram, I could automatically share my videos and my pictures to my Facebook business page, which made it really convenient to syndicate it out and put it out to my other channels. Also on my Twitter, you know, you could connect. I did create a business Twitter, a real estate Twitter account. I did create a real estate Tumblr account, which, you know, maybe I've gotten like only a couple calls from Tumblr. and don't really drive that much traffic. But the option's there, and it doesn't cost me anything to do, and it's free, and it's easy. If I post on Instagram, it'll automatically go there too. Why not, right? It's just more SEO juice out there. And so what kind of content was I doing? Well, you know, I did, like I said, I did not shy away from doing open houses because it did give me an opportunity to get face-to-face and belly-to-belly with potential clients and get me learning to speak the real estate language of comparable sales. What's happening with this house? Why is this a huge value? Let me tell you the story of this house. Let me walk you through this home. And I would do open houses maybe once every couple weeks. It wasn't consistent, and I probably should have done it more, but it was one of those things where it takes a fair amount of time, and there's some days where you get a goose egg, and like no one shows up, and I'm like, man, this sucks, right? And but while I was there, I would show people the house. Like I would go live on my Facebook, or I would go live on Instagram, or I would just do a video and then post it to Instagram and automatically share it to my Facebook profile and my Twitter, and, you know, put it on my YouTube as well. You know, whatever I was doing for the day in real estate, at minimum, I'm pulling out Instagram and I'm creating a quick 15-second story. Hey, I'm over here. Let's just walk through it real quick. I'm going to tell you exactly. When I had one deal, all I needed was one deal. And you know what? It could be a rental too. I didn't really advertise that I was doing rentals, but if I'm out showing houses, I didn't necessarily say this home is I'm working a rental. Cause you know, I used rentals to learn, you know, how to open doors and read the listing reports, but in Las Vegas, it's not really the best use of most real estate agents' time. It's really great to learn, but you know, the co-ops and the commissions on it's like $300 on average for a rental. And to be quite honest with you, it's just really not the best use of a real estate agent's time. There is opportunities that come from it, and I do them for people that I know who really need the help. And we'll usually refer it to an agent on the team, or sometimes I'll just do it, like if I have the time and help them out, because sometimes they'll end up buying a year later, and that's happened several times. So it has been worth the time in some cases. However, we would be out, you know, showing a few properties, and people want to see what's happening with real estate in Las Vegas. So I pull out Instagram and Snapchat. Hey, I point the camera facing me, selfie mode. Hey, this is Danny with Keller Williams Realty Las Vegas. We're over here at 123 Main Street today. This home is looking pretty amazing. I think you guys are going to like what you see here. Three bedrooms, two baths, $215,000. Come on, take a look. Let me show you around. That's the first snap. What I'll do, and always do this, guys, add the stickers, add the location, add a hashtag, add an at symbol of some sort. Using those stickers on your Instagram story is profoundly important for driving traffic who otherwise may have not seen your profile. I cannot stress that enough, especially popular hashtags that are relevant to whatever you're posting. Like, use those in your Instagram stories. If you don't know what the heck I'm talking about, go to socialagentsecrets.com, plug in your email, and when our trainings are released, that's definitely going to be included in the Instagram Secrets product that we're putting out. In fact, you can go to my you can go to my YouTube right now. Just search Danny Phee on YouTube, DannyPhee on YouTube, and just look for my Instagram videos. It's in my Instagram realtor training videos. We talk about this in my, I have free products out there, free trainings right now. Just go to my YouTube channel, subscribe, look for Danny Phee, the Vegas real estate agent or the Vegas agent on YouTube, and you'll see the type of content I'm putting out there and how I'm using video on my YouTube. You know, I took a page out of Gary Vee's book, and we'll talk about that in a second too, because that's another strategy that I started using. But right now, I want you guys to learn how to get comfortable using Instagram stories. This is actually the number one place you should be spending most of your time. If there's only one place you should be showing up every day, definitely use Instagram stories. It's starting to overtake timeline, and it's starting to overtake Instagram timeline as well. Facebook timeline and Instagram stories, and Instagram timeline is being overtaken by having more consumption attention on Instagram stories than the other two. So if you're going to be showing up somewhere, you need to be showing up on Instagram stories. And inherently, I knew this is where I needed to show up because I found success doing it. And then in nightlife back in 2014, 2013. Okay. So I got lucky. I learned about it early, but now it's like everybody's starting to do it. And at least the ones who aren't producing content on there, there's a lot of people that are looking at it. So you're getting a lot of people who are paying attention to what's happening on stories. And why is that? Well, because it's an intimate, you know, point of view of your life and what's going on in your life. And people want to see that. It's like reality TV, you know, to the infinity power. It's like the real reality TV. Like, this is what I want to see, what's happening in my friend's network and what's happening in the networks of the people that I want to follow. Instagram stories is so powerful. That's why Snapchat's so powerful too. So whatever you're doing in your real estate business is what you need to capture. It's pretty simple and it doesn't take extra effort. You just pull out your phone and you start recording and you talk about what the heck is going on. It's a basic formula. And you can go through the entire buyer cycle and see different data points where you can do this. You can go through the whole seller cycle and see different points where you should be doing this. And like I said, all it took was one deal for me. One deal for me. And I would have like 15 reasons to post on 5 different social media networks. I would have 50 different data points, basically. 50 different publishing points from every single deal that I was doing. So this is how it works when I'm working with a buyer. Okay, I get a text message or a call or a Facebook message or an Instagram message or a Snapchat message saying, hey, Danny, I just saw you post something about the house you just listed, or hey, I just saw something about the house that you were just showing around. You know what? Me and my wife, or me and my husband, or one of my friends who's moving to town, or one of the friends that I work with, or my mom and my dad, or my grandma, or you know what, anybody that I know is thinking about buying a home and they're looking at that same area that you're just showing houses in. Can you give me more information on that? Like, this is how a lot of my leads started to come in. And I'd say, great, you know, I'd love to help them out, or I'd love to help you out. The first thing that we do is meet at my office so I can give you a quick 15 to 20 minute rundown of the buying process or of the selling process. And I can show you exactly how to get started, and we can set up a unique custom plan specifically for you and your real estate goals. So what day is best for you? Monday at 2:00 or Tuesday at 3 p.m. So the ultimate goal, guys, of all of this stuff, no matter what, is to set an appointment. Just like if you were cold calling, you want to set an appointment and get face to face. All of this digital technology, all of these different brand new lead generation strategies, they still lead back to the same place, which is you face to face with your customer and with your client. And if you don't know how to close from there, that's not what this podcast is for. You need to go to your brokerage and get some training on how to do that. Or you can take a look at what we have to offer here at Keller Williams, because we have the best training in the entire world. And this is where I've learned the real estate side of things and how to act in a buyer consultation or a listing consultation. We may get into that like down the line. I just want to really get these lead generation and marketing tactics and strategies out. If you don't know how to lead generation, if you don't know how to lead generate and you don't master the skill of digital marketing and lead generation, then it doesn't even matter learning all that other stuff. First, learn how to get people in your office face to face with you, and then you can learn how to convert from there. Okay. So we're going to talk about how to get people face to face with you. And this is how we use digital marketing to get people face to face with us. So now I'm on this appointment that I've set with this person. I'm not going to like pull out the camera and say, hey, I'm with so-and-so. They're just meeting with me today. I'm not sure if they're my client yet. We're qualifying them. We're giving them the information they need. We're putting a custom plan in place. But if they are qualified, we're getting them pre-approved. You know, I might just get on the camera that day on Snapchat or on Instagram stories and say, hey, listen, I'm really excited. Here's what's going on. I just met with this buyer. You know, they came to me through, you know, Facebook Messenger. And, you know, sometimes, you know, telling people where these clients are coming from is intriguing. People want to know that, especially if there's other real estate agents following you. But I'm saying stuff like, hey, we had an amazing consultation. You know, I can't wait to help these people. It looks like, you know, I put them in touch with my lender already and they filled out a quick application and we found out they're approved. We're going out to look at homes tomorrow. It's so exciting. And I just wanted to share the good news with you. We got another person qualified. We're out shopping tomorrow. And, you know, we'll end it right there. Okay. This brings a little bit of excitement. It's basically documenting what I'm doing. It's exactly what I'm saying. It's documenting what I'm doing. And it's showing people that I'm working in the business. And it's showing people their social proof there. It's showing people that I'm helping someone. I'm serving somebody. And I'm providing my real estate skills, my real estate consultation, my real estate services to help somebody in need to achieve their real estate goals, okay? On the next day, we're out looking for homes. I might get on Snapchat again and say, hey, listen, I just created this route. I might show the route. I might tell them how I created the route. Like, hey, this is one of the things that I'm doing in my business today. We set up a search for these clients who are pre-approved that we met with yesterday. They went on and favorited like 4 or 5 properties. I sent them a couple of my hand-picked properties I think they'd like based on the information that we discovered yesterday in the buyer consultation. And now, you know, I've called a few of these listings who require appointments. And I've strategically created this route to make the best use of their time. We're going to be able to look at 5 homes today. We're going to go to point A, point B, point C, point D, point E, all within the 2-hour period. I made appointments on point B and point D because they were required. And we're all set. We'll be able to go from one house to the next. Boom, boom, boom. And you know what? If we get to the third one and they just really absolutely love it, we may end up just stopping there and writing an offer. Because we want to make the best use of their time. And sometimes in real estate, you've got to act quickly. And then I might go into the reasons why you have to act quickly, especially in, you know, this market, or especially if the home's highly upgraded and it looks like it's getting a lot of traffic, or if you see a lot of business cards there at the house because a lot of other agents are showing it. And, you know, on each step, we're explaining what we're doing, but we're also explaining why we're doing it, and we're explaining how we're doing it. And this is the way that you're building trust. You're not going on Instagram stories and saying, hey, this is Danny Fee with Keller Williams Realty Las Vegas. I help people sell houses and I want to help you sell your house. Call me right now and I'll help you sell your house. Like, that is you know, I would like throw my phone out the window if I saw someone do that. I'm just joking. But what I'm saying is that's not the way to sell, okay? The way to sell is through education. In my opinion, it's the most powerful way to sell. Because what happens, the fear of the unknown causes people to shut down or, you know, run away. The fear of the unknown is one of the most powerful things in human nature that gets them not to take action, right? But if you're educating and you're giving people the information they need to see a clear path and moving forward. Now they have the confidence in moving forward. Now they believe they can become a homeowner, or they believe that they'll be able to sell their home for the amount of money they need to net in order for them to, for it to make sense for them to sell the home. If they see a clear path and you're the person who's educating them on that clear path, you're the person who is answering the questions they have swirling around in their mind, then you're the person who is going to have the most mind share and gain the most trust with them. So when it comes time for them to act, and hopefully when you're sharing informational messages and messaging on Instagram stories, you do have a little bit of a call to action at the end. That way they know what steps to take to get in touch with you. You think that they would know, but you have to explain things at third grade level, even with adults. You really do, because you need to have a clear and concise plan of action, clear and concise steps for people to take the next step. So you're explaining what's happening in your real estate business, but you're doing it in a way that educates your ideal client. You're doing it in a way who educates and gives people the confidence to act and do the same thing you're helping other people do on your Instagram stories, on your Facebook Lives on your LinkedIn profile videos. I'd say start with Instagram stories, but you need to get this content out everywhere, okay? And the content that you get out everywhere is basically you documenting your journey, showing what you're doing, why you're doing it, and how you're doing it, and with who you're doing it. It's pretty much that simple. That's the framework. So now we're out looking at properties. I'm pulling out my phone again on the day that we're going out, and we're driving through the neighborhood real quick. We're putting stickers on the location. We're putting a hashtag house hunting. We're putting, a quick image of the front of the home and, you know, maybe some quick details of the square footage and the number of bedrooms and bath and the price. And then you're walking through and you're showing the beautiful features of the house. As long as you have the listing agent's permission to do so, you should get the listing agent's permission to do so. It's a best practice. Okay. Hey, I'm showing this house tomorrow. Is it okay if I take some pictures and videos with my clients? We like to remember them. Let them know if you're sharing them on social media. If they don't have a problem with that, that's fine. You know, check with your broker, check with your state laws and regulations on that. But, you know, this is what I was doing for years. And, you know, I'd let people know it's fine as long as you just communicate. Okay. And so you're showing people what the prices are in the houses. You're showing people the features of the homes. You're showing people what they really like looking at already, which is houses. But you're doing it through your perspective and your lens. And now you've shown the house, okay? I'm taking you through the buying process. There's ways that you can implement this whenever you're working on a listing. Tell people what the heck you're doing with your listing. Like, hey, I'm here today with the photographer. Like, he's putting a drone up in the sky. This is cool. Look at this. Boom. Maybe get a sneak peek of his camera after the footage is taken and show people that. And then when the actual footage gets in, share that on your Instagram stories as well. And then when you guys get a whole bunch of showings at the open house, share that on your Instagram stories as well. And when you finally get that home under contract, share that on your Instagram stories and your Facebook profile as well, and your Facebook business profile as well. And all of the successes and even the failures. When that house falls out of contract, dang. Man, this house fell out of contract. Sometimes this happens. You know, about 12% of homes that go under contract actually fall out. And it could happen for various reasons. Here are all the reasons that a home could fall out of contract. Here's the reason this one fell out of contract. Make sure you have your seller's permission to share that information. There is some information that you are bound by your duties owed, most likely, that you shouldn't be sharing. Personal information you shouldn't be sharing. But there's also things that you are allowed to share. So just check with your broker on what is allowed, what's not allowed. Okay? But the main gist of this podcast is we're showing people what we're doing in our real estate business on a day-to-day basis. Why are we doing that? So they become familiar with us as a realtor, with me as a realtor, with you as a realtor. They get familiar with your personal brand. They start to see that you're constantly active in your real estate business. They start to know you more. They start to like you more. They start to trust you more. They see your face. They see you talking. They learn your mannerisms. They learn the tone that you use, the accents that you have, the inflection in your voice. Like, they get to know you. And some people are not going to like you. Some people are going to tell you that they think that they don't like you, or they're going to say some mean comments to you. And that's going to make you second guess yourself. But don't let it, because for every person that does that, you've got 9 others who love you, who want to do business with you. They love the way you talk. They love your double chin. They love you when you don't put makeup on, even though you think that you need to look so good when you have makeup on. They love the way you sound. They love the jokes that you tell. They love that little giggle you make whenever you make it. Like people, and they like looking at who they might be doing business with. So show them your face, talking to the camera. You guys, you will build so much trust with people. I'm telling you, I can't even keep up with the business I have coming in 5 years later. I can't keep up. Like, I constantly get referrals. And guess what? Connect with as many real estate agents on your profiles as possible. Go to the hashtag realtor on Instagram every day and like 250 photos. and comment on the ones that you really like. And look at the profiles of the realtors out there that are doing stuff that looks really cool. And start to mimic and emulate them. That's what I did. And start to friend them and message them and build relationships with them. And try to find one in every single state that you really like that you can connect with. And start to create messaging pods. Oh man, this is just too much information right now. Start to create messaging pods though. You can get, on Instagram in the Messenger section, you can create groups of people, like group messaging groups on Instagram. And I recommend and I have several of these. This is another little sneaker bonus right here for you guys to build a following, get more likes, and show up in more people's timelines and feeds and kind of beat the Instagram algorithm a little bit. I have these little messaging pods of different realtors from different states. And we created them. Like, I connect with people, I'll message them, and I'll see people that I like though. I'm looking for realtors that are active in different communities throughout the country, throughout the world, really. And I'm like, if I like that person, I'm going to like their stuff. I'm going to shoot them a quick message and say, hey, this is Danny with Keller Williams in Las Vegas. They don't have to be with your same brokerage, by the way. A lot of them, they're just various brokerages. It doesn't have to be all Keller Williams, or it doesn't have to be all EXP people. We have our own referral networks with most of our brokerages anyways. But this is a way to connect with people outside and really connect with people who are using social media in a way that you want to use social media at a high level. Those are the type of people you want to connect with, people who are active on their social media and Instagram accounts. And you create a messaging pod and you say, hey, listen, this is what I want to create this messaging pod for. We all share our posts on this messaging feed and whenever we post, and then everyone in the group will go on and like and comment on the photo that we're sharing, so we can support each other and we can see what each other is doing in the real estate business, and we can start to get ideas of their posts and see their posts and see, wow, that one really had a good response. I should post something that's similar to that. And we just kind of support each other. I'm in like 10 different groups like this, so 150 different realtors, and you'll start to notice, connect with as many realtors as you can, especially outside of your market. Why? Because one of the biggest sources of business for a lot of top producing teams and real estate agents around the country and globe are agent referrals. Okay? So if you're connecting with these people on a deeper level and you're building a relationship with them and you're supporting them in their business and they're supporting you, when they have some business that needs to be referred your way, or some business, like for me in Las Vegas, someone who is either selling a home and moving to their market, or they're selling a home with them and moving to my market here in Las Vegas, who do you think they're going to refer the business to? The one that they see active on their social media every single day, providing value on their social media every day, sharing their story and documenting their real estate journey on their social media every day, which is what I do. They already know that I'm going to take care of the clients they refer to me because they see me do it every day. This know, like, and trust doesn't just work for the end consumer. It also influences other realtors in different markets that will help you build your referral network and make it strong and solidify that. I've got so much business coming in, I cannot tell you. The last 5 or 6 deals I've done have been agent referrals. And they've been people I've never even met in person, but people who I'm connected with who know me on social media. And we know each other, and I know them, and I send them business too. It's just incredible the amount of power that you're going to gain by creating this omnipresence, creating the digital version of you, your digital agent, your attractive character. Okay, I hope that this has given you some insights on how you can start using social media as your main strategy for generating business in your real estate company, for your real estate brand. We're getting on 50 minutes now. This is a little bit too long. I could go on and talk more and more about this, but you guys, the thing that you need to know, if there's one thing that you need to know, one thing that I can tell you that if you start doing a year from now, you'll have more business than you can even handle, is show up every day. Show up every single day. And it only has to be for one 15-second Instagram story if that's all you want to do, but just show up every single day. and tell people what you did in your real estate business for that day. Even if it wasn't that much at all, if there's one piece of valuable information, then it's worth sharing. And you might end up getting a multi-million dollar deal from it. You might end up getting a $50,000 deal from it. But if you get anything from it at all, then it's worth it. And it might be something that you post that someone sees a year from now that gets you business from it. That's how powerful this is. That's how powerful video is. You do the work once. You do the work once and it works for you over and over again. You're cloning yourself over and over again in the digital format. You ever have the phrase, I need more hours in my day? This is how you give yourself more hours in your day. I got a report from Google Business the other day. You know, you can create, like, download the Google Business app if you don't have Google Business right now. Just download it. Set up a Google Business. Set up your brand name with your brokerage address or your business address, wherever you have your business license. Set up a Google Business account if you don't have one. If you guys don't have one, you need to get one right now. I get a Google Business email every single month that says how many hours. I also get a YouTube email every month that shows how many hours of views I've had and how many visitors I've had just to my Google Business site. It's thousands of hours now, like 10,000 hours for my YouTube videos that I've put out. And it used to be just like 10 minutes for the month. But as you add more videos, your following grows. The consumption of your digital assets grows. 10,000 hours viewed in a month. Well, I know there's not 10,000 hours in a month. It's simple math. There's 24 hours a day and there's 30 days in a month. That is more than 600. All I know is 20 times 30. Well, I don't know 24 times 30, but I know it's more than 600. But I had 10,000 hours of views on my YouTube videos last month. How is that happening? Because that's the power of video. I have now created more time in my day. My digital agent is working for me when I'm sleeping. It is multiplied. I have an omnipresence. I am serving thousands of people through my videos now. I have videos on how to buy a home. I have videos on why your home isn't selling. I have videos on why you need to use a realtor when you're buying a new home. I have educational videos. I've got videos on, you know, how to get pre-approved, why you need to get pre-approved. I have videos on home maintenance. I've got videos on walkthroughs of all the new home models in Las Vegas, or at least the ones that I've gotten to so far. Those are the ones people love the most, by the way. You can get the permission of the builder easy. Hey, can I take a video of your model home? Sure. We want you to sell more homes. Okay, thanks. Go in there. Video the model home. This is one of the ways that this is what I was talking about, pulling a page out of Gary Vee's book. When he got started with YouTube, he was selling wine. He was reviewing wine on his YouTube channel. And all you've got to do is find the success of what other digital marketers are doing and ask yourself, how can I apply this to my real estate business? Well, it's not the same, some people might say. It's not the same business. It doesn't work in my business. Stop lying to yourself. This stuff works in any business. Okay? You just got to do it and stop being scared about doing it. No one cares about, no one, don't care about what other people think. It doesn't matter what they think. Who cares what they think anyways? And if it's negative thoughts, they're thinking those are people you don't want to be around anyway. Don't let that prevent you from putting out content so the people who do want to see what you have to say and do want to hear from you and will act on your advice aren't deprived of that awesome value that you could be providing. Just get the content out there. Press record and publish and upload. Just go out and do it today. Go capture some content that has to do with real estate and tell us about why it's important. One of the things that we're, you know what, the first thing that I'm going to put out, I keep talking about, I'm going to put out digital courses. I don't want to just put out a digital course for people to go to and pay me $1,000. And then, you know, they go and look at the first module and they never even finish it. I'll have stuff like that. It's just a low percentage of people actually finish it, and then even a lower percentage of people actually apply it. But at least for those people, they're going to get something tremendous out of these digital courses. And it's going to be a lot of tactics and how-tos on executing on basically Facebook ads and different ideas to generate seller leads and buyer leads using this digital format of advertising. Facebook ads, like, we're going to talk about how to do all of that. Facebook Messenger ads, sequences, drip campaigns, what to say. Like, we're going to talk about all that. But the first thing I think I'm going to do is a challenge. And I told you, it's elementary. This is the hardest step to get past. It's creating video. I am going to break these beliefs. And we're going to create video with a 25-day challenge. And it's going to be a secret group. And everyone's going to be in there. And they're going to be posting all of their different real estate related content, documenting their journey, just like we talked about in this podcast. And we're going to have so many success stories come out of this, because people who would have been scared and petrified to get on camera by the end of this challenge will no longer have those fears. And they will be able to use a strong foundation that has now been created to go off and execute on these Facebook ads, and go off and execute on these YouTube ads, and go off and execute on Zapier and integrations with your CRM, and then the follow-up sequence that automatically take place in the CRM to ultimately lead you setting appointments on autopilot. That is the more advanced ascension level products that we're talking about on Social Agent Secrets. But it doesn't work unless you're comfortable with doing video. Yeah, it can work if you're just using the houses and you're just drawing them in off of, you know, look at these beautiful homes, here's three photos. If you want to download the other 35 photos, click here, you can get their information and follow up. But it's way more powerful when you get their information and you're following up with video and you're talking about that specific house, or you're talking about the home buying process, or you're giving them valuable information based on whatever level in the buyer or seller cycle they're in. It all starts with video, though. So our first challenge is going to be revolving around video and getting people comfortable posting stuff every single day. And we're going to encourage you guys to post every single day. In fact, it's a challenge. This challenge is going to be a 25-day challenge. After the challenge is done, all of the lessons go away. All of that content goes away. But we're going to be having everybody taking action and actually doing stuff for the next 25 days in this challenge. Social Agent Secrets Challenge is what I'm going to call it. I've just decided. And it's a video challenge to get everybody comfortable doing video. Because once you have that confidence and the power of doing that, the sky is the limit. And all you got to do is show up every single day using video. In my opinion, is the most powerful way of going about it. You can blog, you can podcast, you can just post pictures, that's fine. That stuff will work too, but the most powerful way to get people to know, like, and trust you is using video. And so that's what this challenge will be about. So from there, I just went through the whole process, you guys, on, you know, how to implement the main social media strategy that I started using to generate business. That's all I did. What happened from there is at the end of the videos, I would have some sort of call to action. I would say, hey, listen, you know, I'm at the settlement company today. I'm at title and escrow company today. The reason that I'm here is because we're going through all the debits and credits on the settlement statement to make sure that the buyer is paying for exactly what they're paying for and the seller is paying for exactly what they're supposed to be paying for. And I'm also there, you know, just to support my buyers in this critical moment when they're about to become a homeowner and they're signing away to take ownership of this house, to be there just to answer any questions and just be there for support. And this is what happens at one of the final stages of home ownership. And I show that. And if it's okay with the clients, we take pictures there. And we basically congratulate them, because that's pretty much the final step before they take home ownership. And we post that. And we get a review from them there too. And that review is probably the most powerful form of marketing. It's social proof from an actual client who found success using us to help them achieve their real estate goals. So when we finally get the keys to them. We're taking out our Snapchat. We're taking out our Instagram. We're saying, hey, listen, we're here at this brand new house. I'm so excited. This is the most exciting part of my journey in helping people, because this is when I get to actually have the fulfillment and gratification of finding results and being able to hand them the keys. And then we hand them the keys. If they're okay with it, we ask them, hey, listen, this is going to be on our social media. Are you okay with, you know, us handing the keys? Every single one of them says yes. No one's ever said no. And it's an exciting moment. They want to share it. They want you to share it. In fact, most of the time they've seen you doing it with other clients and they're expecting you to do this. If you don't do it, they'll be like, what's wrong with me? Why won't you share me on your social media, Danny? You do that with all your other clients, right? And so it's okay. And it's so powerful. Like, you want to do this. You want to share your success and show people that you're finding success for others. That's our job. So we're here to serve our clients. Without them, we wouldn't have a job. So showcase it. Showcase the amazing job that you're doing. Don't hide the fact. If you don't tell your story, someone else will tell it for you, or it won't be told at all. This is how you tell your story. Use these platforms to speak to the masses and show people how you can help them find success with their real estate goals. And in turn, you will find massive success in your real estate business through digital marketing and social media marketing. My name's Danny Fee. This is the Social Agent Secrets Podcast. I know it was a little bit long today. We're creeping up on 1 hour right now. So I hope this information was valuable. I can't wait to share more information with you on the next episode. And please rate this podcast. Take a screenshot of it. Share it. Give me a comment. Give me a review. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't like. I'm trying to help out all of the real estate agents out there who want to take action and put a solid digital marketing strategy together for the real estate business, because in my opinion, that is the most powerful way of marketing for the modern real estate agent in today's day, with all of the disruption and technological intricacies that are kind of just coming into our industry and shaking things up. You are the most powerful piece of technology in the real estate industry, in your real estate business. And this podcast is going to show you how to craft your digital character, your digital agent, in such a way that it compels people to reach out to you so you can serve them on a high level and you can work with your most desired dream client. We'll see you guys on the next podcast. Thanks for stopping by. Have a great day.
We should have the website up soon. Right now, it's going to be the most basic version, but go to socialagentsecrets.com and go ahead and just put your email address in there, and we'll notify you whenever there's a new podcast, a new pop-up training that comes out, any valuable information that is going to help you close more deals and start attracting business of motivated and qualified buyers and sellers your way. We're going to be sharing content with you on how to do that. We will see you on the next podcast.